A good Sunday morning, as if you're going to be heading off to Sunday school and church. I know we do have a lot of delayed services, some that have been canceled and some that are online, so you may want to take note of that. But we had a very wet, chilly, and breezy night like we were expecting, so no surprises there. Today, still seeing some rain out as we start out. The morning temperatures are into the upper 30s to near 40, but we're starting to see a mix in some of the mountains, and that will continue as we head into the next hour or so. And so the mountains, especially Sand Lookout and some of the Cumberland Plateau, already starting to see a little mixture, and that will start to change over to all snow here over the next hour or two. And so things are going to progress today, basically from elevation and areas to the south and west. We'll start to see the snow before most everybody else will. And you're thinking, well, how is that? This is a very dynamic storm. So what's happened is that last night we had all that rain with the actual surface low that is now pushing just to our east, and we had almost an inch of rain, and everything very wet out there. Temperatures held right around 40 degrees. So what's going to happen now is that we have the upper level system that's going to be moving in through the day today, and there's still a lot of moisture and a lot of lift with that. And with the upper level area of low pressure, there's a lot of cold air associated with the upper level low pressure, but not on the surface, not out into the plains, not out into the Ohio Valley, not out into the Tennessee Valley. It's aloft. It's 5-10,000 feet. And what's going to happen as the precipitation falls is going to drive that colder air down to the surface, and that's going to cool our temperatures during the day today. And that will cause the rain to change to snow as we head into the late morning and early afternoon hours. So it's a very dynamic storm, very strong storm. Areas into the mountains, obviously, since you're going to be 2-2.5 thousand feet above normal, or above sea level, you're going to see the snow change over first, and then areas that get cooled will get some of the change over from rain to snow, and then most, if not all of us, will end as snow as we head into the late afternoon and evening hours. So it'll be a transition, probably first in elevation over the next hour or two, and that will occur. And then some valley areas will change over. Some areas may not for a while. And so it's going to be one of these real estate forecasts as well. But what will happen is that, at least for a period, when we do see a changeover, the precipitation could be quite heavy. So you could go from a moderate rain shower or fairly heavy rain shower to a moderate, if not a heavy, snow shower with a big, thick, wet flakes as we head into the next 2 or 3 hours, especially into the mountains. And then some valley areas will see some real heavy, wet snow, as it's going to be fairly difficult to accumulate because we've had all this rain. Temperatures are going to remain above freezing through the daytime hours across much of the area. You folks in the mountains, obviously, you'll fall below freezing, but in the valleys, we'll stay into the mid and upper 30s for a while until late into the evening hours. So it's going to be pretty difficult to accumulate. It's going to have to snow pretty hard. Once it does try to accumulate, then we will see some minor accumulations into the valley areas. And where you've had a few of those heavier snow bands, you may see up to an inch or 2 inches, even in some valley areas. So can't discount that. It's going to be real variable from very little accumulation to maybe up to 2 inches in some valley areas. Into the mountains, obviously, accumulation's likely because that will happen earlier, and the duration will last the longest into the late afternoon, evening, and early nighttime hours. So the mountains could accumulate between 3 and 6 inches in some localized areas. So that's my thinking now on this very dynamic storm system. Tonight, any flurries start to lift on off. Overnight lows will fall into the mid and upper 20s. So for tomorrow, even though a lot of you may have the day off, we'll be off to an icy and slushy start out there in many areas. So if you do have to do any traveling, be especially careful. It could be pretty dicey as through tomorrow afternoon, staying cold, highs stuck into the 30s. Could even see a few flurries off and on through the day as it's going to feel like winter. And then next week, may see another weather system Wednesday, possibly all rain with that. But then down the road, 8, 10, 12, 14 days, even through the end of January, I see cold weather, and I see several, brushes with winter weather that we'll have to deal with probably over the next a couple of weeks. But first thing first, today, rain will mix and then change to snow almost everywhere. Accumulations will depend on if you see a heavier band of snow and when does it start to transition. If it waits until after lunchtime to transition, it's going to be very hard to accumulate because A, we've had a lot of rain, almost an inch so far. It's wet. Temperatures are still above freezing, and this is happening during the day. So, like we were talking about the last couple of days, but still, some of you will see accumulating snow as we head into the afternoon, as now this big winter storm is starting to transition, and we're seeing the upper levels of this system drive down some colder air. So, keep an eye on the thermometers and to the sky, as it's going to be very interesting as we head into the next several hours. So take care, be safe. If you have to get out, be especially careful, and travel probably not recommended, probably late this afternoon, this evening, and especially tonight. So be careful, have a safe and warm Sunday, and we'll talk to you later.